ONN News.
KWON 1400 AM. Now, time this morning for Brew and Buzz, brought to you by Siemens and Logan and Company.
Somewhere in America, there's a home by the sea, powered by the wind on the plains. There's a hospital where technology has a healing touch. There's a factory giving old industries new life. And there's a train that got a whole city moving again. Somewhere in America, the toughest questions are answered every day. Because somewhere in America, 69,000 people spend every day answering. Siemens Answers.
And welcome into this week's edition of Brew and Buzz. I'm David Crawford, along with the athletic director of Bartlesville Public Schools, Tim Bart. We talk a little bit about what's going on around the athletic department each Friday morning at about this time. Brought to you by Siemens and Logan and Company. Good morning, Coach Bart. How are you doing today?
Morning, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. You doing all right?
It's a great day to be a Bruin.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, because we have exciting home opening basketball games going on this evening. The girls will tip at 6:30, followed by the guys. So you give, the girls about an hour and a half or so. So you'll be on the court at about 7:30 with your men's team, huh?
I think 6:30. It'd probably be closer to 8.
Well, yeah, okay. All right. Did I say 6:30? I meant to say 7:30, but yeah. Yeah, closer to 8 o'clock this evening.
JVs will get kicked off, about 4 o'clock this afternoon. The JV girls will start and the boys will play. That's usually about an hour. So the boys, JV boys start about 5, and then we'll get started right after that.
Yeah, and of course we knew that going into the season, we expect a great thing from your guys' team, and we just are going to enjoy watching that all season long. But after our opening game at Tulsa Webster a couple of weeks ago, I would say that our Lady Bruins and head coach Terry Rogers, they are a much improved basketball team from last year.
Without a doubt. They've got some outstanding girls. They're still young, believe it or not, and they've got a couple of juniors that are 2 or 3 year starters. They're still young as far as terms. At Webster, I was looking out there, and one time they had like 2 freshmen, a sophomore, and 2 juniors on the floor, and it's a game we could have won.
Right.
That Webster team turned around and beat Booker T by 9 points, first time in school history. So they were not a bad team, but I like our girls' team. They're exciting. They're fun to watch. I think they made 10 or 11 threes.
Yeah.
They can shoot the ball. They're athletic. So, it's really fun to watch them play. And I enjoyed that first game. And I think the future's bright in our girls' basketball program.
I think so as well. I think in that first quarter, Paige Wilson lit it up from three-point territory. She hit like 4 of them in that first quarter. Then Haley got on fire in the second half, hitting some of the threes. So it was a good game for the Lady Bruins, and good to build off of that, even though they came away with that loss. They'll build from that. Much improved over last year, so hopefully you can get out and watch the Lady Bruins. And then the guys took to the court and pretty much drilled Webster down at Tulsa at their place, and we just are expecting great things from our boys' basketball team this year. So a good opportunity for you to come on out and support the Bruins tonight in the home opener. And some of the guys, of course, that you had on the court last week, you had a big game. I always enjoyed watching Richard Courtney play. He'll be somebody that gets some good muscle inside and bangs on the boards for you, doesn't he, Coach?
Yeah, Richard plays with a lot of motion, a lot of energy, and he's just kind of that tweener size that it's a bad matchup for the other team as well, because they're trying to guard a guard with his quickness and speed. And he's always – the one thing about Richard, he's going to bring it and play hard every single night, and that's a great compliment to him.
That's right. Quentin Smith had a big opening night also for the Bruins, so we'll look for big things from them, as well as Jacob Hartsock, Ramon Benson, all the crew that will be playing for the Bruins. And you're going to be taking on Owosso. Bit of a rivalry there at Owosso Rams. They just finished playing football, of course, last week, and now on the basketball court. So for some of their players, not a lot of practice time. Does that affect the player when it comes to basketball, Coach, getting them off the football field into the gym?
Oh, without a doubt. They're going to be a different team the second time we see them play. So they just started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They've got 4 practices under the belt, because he told me last week that he may have 4 starters in football. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's going to affect them. But I know Mark Van Curen, first year there, he's been the girls' coach. Now he's the boys' coach. Danny Hightower is just the athletic director only now. He'll have them ready to play, and they're going to compete and play hard. And but like I say, yeah, it does. Anytime you're that late getting started, you know, we've already had like 45 practices, right, and they've had four. So you should we should have an advantage, but I know they're still going to show up and play hard.
All right. And I know that as far as the Grapplers now wrestling, they are taking to the mat and getting their season going, aren't they?
Yeah, last night we had our duel with Stillwater, and I think we got three or four pins. We had a few guys. We have some injuries. We got a few guys that didn't make weight or whatever, but we had to forfeit four or five weight. So as far as a team winning or losing, that's a little tough for us right now. But I know both Hamiltons and Slade Nordic and Kyle McKinney all got a pin. Tonight they're going – this would be exciting. I'd even like to see this one. They're going tonight to Bigsby, and Bigsby, Broken Arrow, and Barzell, I call it the three Bs. They're going to have a try down there tonight, which will be exciting. And then Saturday they'll be going to Caney, Kansas, to a big tournament up there in Caney. So they're busy time for the wrestlers.
All right. Well, we certainly wish the wrestling team the best of luck this year as well, and a lot of good wrestlers on that team. If you get an opportunity to go out and watch them, you will enjoy some high school wrestling as well. Now, speaking of Kansas, and back to your basketball team, you're going to Liberal, Kansas for a tournament on Friday and Saturday, little round robin action, I guess, coming up in next week.
Well, you know, Tuesday, though, we're going to go to Broken Arrow.
Right.
And then we're going to go to Liberal, Kansas to and I can't even pronounce this. It's an Energy Classic.
Conestoga, I believe.
Conestoga Energy Classic. And it's turning into an Oklahoma versus Kansas. Lawton High, us and Lawton High, boys and girls both, are going up there. And we'll play Liberal and Garden City in two games. We'll play one on Friday and swap opponents, play on Saturday, and then drive back. But should be a fun time, a nice little trip. I know a lot of people, Liberal, Kansas, well, it'll be a good little trip. I like to put teams, I think it'll be good for the girls team as well, I like to put them outside their comfort level, take them somewhere. It starts the maturity process of keeping the game, the task at mind. You know, we're going to go play. We're not here for vacation or a slumber party. We're here. We got to be focused. We got to play. You got to take all the outside elements away and focus on playing. And I think that starts building a solid team when your team can do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Of course, we're not that far away from when you'll be breaking for Christmas. But basketball will continue during some of the break. I believe you have a tournament that you're going to be playing in Ardmore.
Yep. Won't be any tournament breaks this year for Christmas breaks for us this year. We're going to go to Ardmore at the same time as our girls' tournament, the Oakley Chevrolet Bruin Holiday Festival.
Right.
We're going to go to the Ardmore Festival, Holiday Festival. And that'll be, I believe it's 28th, 29th, 27th, 28th, 29th, I believe, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's going to be loaded as well. I mean, I know that some of the TPC West and Ardmore is always good every year, and it'll be an opportunity for us to see some Westside teams and to see what they have and see how we match up. But we're looking forward to that.
All right, very good. So what else going on in the athletic department? Anything we need to highlight this week?
Well, last night, you know, our football team at halftime was presented the 6A State Academic State Champions for the third year in a row.
How about that?
And you're talking about 67 kids, and their cumulative grade point average was 3.34, and that's pretty impressive. And that shows you the type of kids we have in Barnesville, and that's an outstanding feat in itself. Three in a row.
All right.
Academic State Champions.
All right, so who cares about that four-time defending state champion?
Yes, sir, we got three of them. And may mention Sadie Schaffner, our volleyball player, was chosen All-State. We'll play in the All-State game this summer.
And she just recently signed with Oral Roberts.
Yeah, she'll be going to Oral Roberts this year. So that's an exciting time for her and her family, and we're proud of her. And another you know, outstanding job by Coach Tom Williams.
All right. It's a good day to be a Bruin. It's a good day to be a Bruins fan as well. Hopefully you can get out and support some basketball tonight. Girls will tip off against Owosso about 6:30, and the guys' game will follow that. We will have both games for you on the radio, K1 1400 AM. That's going to do it for this edition of Bruin Buzz, brought to you by Siemens and Logan & Company. Coach Tim Bart, thank you very much, and we will look forward to seeing you at the gym tonight.
Thank you, and everybody come out and support the Bruins.
Logan & Company is proud to support the Bartlesville Bruins and be a part of the Bartlesville community. Family owned and operated for more than 75 years, Logan & Company is excited to be in the community for many years to come. Logan & Company, supporting the Bruins and the community.
Somewhere in America, the slightest breeze harbors immense power. The tallest buildings leave the lightest footprints. A 50-ton train makes barely a mark on the environment. And a country facing climate change finds climate solutions. Somewhere in America, we've already answered some of the nation's toughest questions. And the over 60,000 people of Siemens are ready to do it again. Siemens answers.
As we take a look at your forecast for today, cloudy with a high of about 45. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance of rain showers in the evening, then a chance of rain showers after midnight. Currently, we have 36 degrees.